2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Election Day is 3 weeks from today, but it's already begun in much of Illinois. This is the first presidential election in Illinois to allow early voting. And clerks around the state reported brisk interest yesterday in casting a ballot before November 4th. Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon said even with county offices closed for the Columbus Day holiday yesterday, more than 250 people took advantage of special clerk's office hours to vote early. Sheldon says his office will be open every day between now and the October 30th early voting deadline, that includes Saturdays and Sundays, with later evening hours on two nights. None of the early votes will be counted, though, until Election Day itself. A new statewide poll in Indiana finds Republican Tony Bennett with a slight lead over Democrat Richard Wood in the race for the state's top education post, but more than a third of those surveys were still undecided. The Wish TV Indiana poll released last night found 36% favored Bennett, while 29% supported Wood in the race for state superintendent of public instruction. However, 35%, nearly as many as supported Bennett, were undecided. Current Superintendent Sue Ellen Reed announced back in May she wouldn't seek a fifth four-year term in office. The Republican has held the office longer than anyone in Indiana history. The poll's margin of error was plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. As the presidential election nears, the campaigns have become decidedly more negative. Amanda Vinicky spoke with a veteran campaigner who says he doesn't think that strategy is working.
Ray LaHood has plenty of experience on the campaign trail. He's won seats in both the Illinois and U.S. House and served as chief of staff to former Congressman Bob Michael. LaHood's retiring this year following his seventh term in Congress and says he's disappointed by the negative direction of the presidential race. LaHood is a Republican and says he's a strong backer of John McCain, but he says Barack Obama is a friend and a decent fellow who's had things said about him that are absolutely not true. LaHood says in the end, the harsh accusations coming from both sides will turn voters off. But LaHood says he doesn't blame McCain or Obama.
You know, a lot of this stuff is generated by a 24/7 cable news channels, by people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and other people who get on there and trash candidates.
LaHood says left to their own devices, he doesn't think McCain nor Obama would be running a negative campaign. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
After 5 months of negotiations, the Champaign School District finally has a new teacher's contract. Last night, the Unit 4 School Board voted unanimously to ratify the three-year deal, which is retroactive to last July 1st. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says they were mindful of the worsening economy as bargaining talks stretched on into September. But he says he and fellow board member Arlene Blank stayed focused on three principles as negotiations continued.
That we are going to keep the district within its budget, and we did that. We're going to make sure we, not only can we not raise taxes, but as a whole, we're not going to raise taxes to do salaries. We don't do that. And the third, and I think probably most important thing, is we're going to give the teachers the best contract we can get within those other two constraints, living within the budget. And we were able to do that. And our teachers work extraordinarily hard.
The new agreement includes an average increase of 4.5% in teacher salaries for each year of the contract. Unit 4 will also increase its contributions to health and dental insurance to $250 for every full-time teacher. Teachers from Stratton Elementary School came to the board meeting last night to protest the overtime stipend they received in the district in that contract. Stratton teachers spend an extra hour in each classroom compared to other grade school teachers. Their stipend for that hour will go up to $5,700 a year under the new contract, but they say that's still lower than what high school teachers are paid when they teach an extra class. Almost 1,500 Champaign County residents haven't yet filed for their IRS economic stimulus checks. That leaves almost $433,000 unclaimed. That's the estimate from the AARP. The deadline to file is tomorrow. Illinois ranks seventh in the nation in the number of people who haven't filed, leaving close to $46 million unclaimed. Among cities, Chicago is second in the country with almost 45,000 people who haven't yet filed for those stimulus checks. Nationwide, 4.3 million people haven't filed for rebates, leaving $1.3 billion on the table. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. It's a fact. Small business firms are twice as innovative as larger firms. Commerce Bank is celebrating all the big thinking small business does for our community during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 9:35. I'm doing the big thinking in the weather office this morning. He is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
And the thinking is that we're on a bit of a cooling off trend, and I heard you mention in the last hour we have the possibility for a first fairly decent frost coming up in a few days.
Yeah, that possibility exists for Saturday morning. It will depend just the timing of high pressure building in. It's supposed to be building in on Saturday morning, so if it builds in fast enough, we'll have the wind go calm, the sky go clear, and the temperature plummet, especially at ground level, and that should lead to widespread frost in the area if that all happens.
And this is a pretty typical day for that first frost to happen, maybe even a little late, right?
Well, yeah, the average dates are kind of goofy to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Because what's easily measured is 32 degrees at the official thermometer height of 6 feet, 5 to 6 feet above the ground, when in actuality, frost often occurs when the temperature 5 to 6 feet above the ground is 38 or 39, if